WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super important, self-reflection. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another podcast about being mindful, hear me out. We're not talking about endless hours of agonizing over every little decision. This is about finding that sweet spot between introspection and, well, spiraling into a vortex of what-ifs. Ever felt like your thoughts are just running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when you can't seem to shut off the mental chatter, even when you desperately want some peace, yet being there. But trust me, practicing self-reflection without overthinking is a game changer. It's about gaining clarity, understanding your patterns, and ultimately making choices that align with your values. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the gas gauge, right? Self-reflection is like checking your mental gas tank. Are you running on fumes? Are you fueled up and ready to go? This isn't about beating yourself up or dwelling on past mistakes. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving forward with intention. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of self-reflection without overthinking it. 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in a day. Begin with just a few minutes of quiet reflection each day. It could be during your morning coffee before bed or even on your lunch break. Find a time that works for you and stick to it. Consistency is key here, folks. 2. Focus on the present moment. This one can be tricky, but try to keep your mind anchored in the present. Dwelling on past regrets or worrying about the future won't serve you. Instead, pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations right now. What are you experiencing? What are you grateful for? 3. Ask powerful questions. Don't just let your thoughts wander aimlessly. Ask yourself some thought-provoking questions like, what am I truly passionate about? What are my values? Where do I feel stuck or drained? These questions can help you gain deeper insights into yourself and your motivations. 4. Journaling is your best friend. Grab a notebook and let those thoughts flow. Writing things down can be incredibly therapeutic and helps you process emotions, identify patterns, and track your progress. It's like having a mental detox session on paper. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, self-reflection isn't about being perfect. There will be times when your mind races, and that's okay. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Treat yourself with compassion and understanding you're doing great. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a looming deadline. Your thoughts are scattered, your mind is buzzing, and you can barely focus. Sound familiar? This is where self-reflection can save the day. Take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for a moment, and ask yourself, what am I most stressed about? Maybe it's the fear of not meeting expectations or the sheer volume of tasks. Once you identify the source of your stress, you can start to break down the problem into smaller, more manageable steps. You could even jot down a quick plan to tackle those tasks one by one. By practicing self-reflection in this moment, you are not just acknowledging your feelings, you're actively taking control of the situation and finding solutions. T. It's all about that mindful balance, understanding yourself without getting lost in the chaos. So, remember, self-reflection is a powerful tool for personal growth and navigating life's challenges with more clarity and purpose. Don't let overthinking hold you back. Take those small steps, ask yourself those tough questions, and watch as your inner world transforms into a place of peace and empowerment. Now go out there and reflect with intention. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from some mindful self-reflection. You know, the one who always seems to be on that mental hamster wheel. Just saying. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.